UFC fighter Jake O'Brien started out the year 2007 on the highest of notes, defeating Heath Herring at Ultimate Fight Night in January. But unfortunately, the year took a difficult turn for him, sustaining a spine injury, had to have surgery. But now he is on the road to recovery and looking for big things in 2008 and making his first stop at Jarry Park. So first off, Jake, thank you so much for joining us, and give everyone an update. How are you feeling, and how's the rehab been going?
Oh, thanks for having me. The surgery went well. It was a risky surgery at first. The doctors, I was going to try to fight anyway, no matter what the doctor said. But at first they said there's no way that they would recommend going back to fighting. But then I went back about a month after the surgery, and they said everything healed perfectly. It healed after most people's. It looked after a month, 1 month, mine looked like most people's after 6 months or a year or so. Then I just went back about a week ago for the final checkup, which has been about 5 months. They did the MRIs and CAT scans and everything. Everything's 100%, and it's all good to go now. I've been training for about 6 weeks now, six, seven weeks.
For those that don't know, what exactly happened to you? What kind of injury did you sustain?
I had a herniated disc and a pinched nerve. I also had some bone spurs in my neck. It was a C5 and C6 vertebrae in my neck. Herniated really bad. And I started getting stingers really bad. A lot of people think, I've heard a lot of people say that I was just getting stingers, but that wasn't the injury that did it. It was my discs were herniated is what was causing them, is why I was hurt. And what they did is they went in and they took out a disc. They took out my disc and they put a new disc in from cadaver bone. And they put that in, and then they put a titanium plate between the two vertebrae and two screws to keep it in place so it will grow in with the bone that's already there, so it'll all fuse together. And everything's pretty much fused back together 100%, and it feels good now.
Now, was this an injury that you had, maybe suffered earlier in your career, or was this the first time that you had suffered something like this?
I think it was something that kind of got worse, like progressed and kept getting worse as time went on. I used to get stingers back when I wrestled in college, but I'd get one, and I wouldn't get another one for a month or so. And then they progressively got worse. I was getting them every other day, and then I started. What really made me go get it looked at is I started losing feeling in my right arm. I couldn't feel my hand. Like, even when I wasn't working out, I'd just be sitting around, and my hands would be numb, like that feeling like when your hand or leg falls asleep. My hands were numb, and then I had no strength in my right arm. I couldn't, anybody could just fold my arms down or push my arm away. That's when I decided every time I shoot in, my neck would hurt, or if I'd take a stiff punch, I'd get pain down my side. That's when I got it looked at, and they said it. I've probably had it for about a year and a half, 2 years, probably been something like that.
Now, obviously, when you sustain an injury such as severe as that one, a lot of thoughts go through your mind. Was there ever a point where you thought, or had someone had maybe advised you to give up your fighting career?
Yeah, a lot of people were like, they say, "Oh, you're young, you can start doing something else." But honestly, it's been a rough year. I've had a lot of bad things going on. It's been the worst year I've ever had, honestly. But the only thing that really kept me going through it, kept me staying positive, was thinking about fighting again. That really motivated me to get through all this stuff. I haven't fought since January, so I was broke, had to start working, doing stuff like that. And that was the one highlight, just to keep getting through it. And just all I had to do was wait it out, because I couldn't do anything for a while, and I just let it heal. So it's frustrating not to be able to do anything. Been competing since I was probably 7 years old, and this is the first time I've had to sit out for a long time. So, it was tough, but I just kept thinking about when I'd get to fight again. Now it's coming up, so.
Now,
thanks for doing it again. I'm back to training, so everything's going good again.
Fight fans, they always hear about the glamours of the sport and all the good stuff that comes with being fighting in the UFC, and you don't really hear stories such as yours that often.
Yeah.
At what point did you have to kind of face reality and say, "I need to go out there and find a job"?
Yeah, I've been working, just odd jobs and doing security, and I've always bounced part-time, been picking that up a little bit. And the hard thing about it is having to work, getting back in shape, plus having to worry about, making the money to pay your bills and stuff. It puts a lot of pressure on you. But I've had some help, and trying to get everything situated. And, you know, I went from, I was making good money when I fought in January and then haven't fought for a year. So it's been rough. But, you know, once I fight again, everything will be back to normal. And I'm getting back in shape. And that, once I started to work out hard again, everything's gotten a little better.
For a fighter such as yourself, 10-0 career, I mean, a huge future ahead of you, and you beat one of the top dogs in the UFC, yeah. Heath Herring, in January. Does the promotion UFC, do they do anything to help you out? I mean, you're in this situation where you can't fight for a year, you sustain this injury. Do they actually extend the hand and help you, you know, maybe pay for some of these medical bills?
No, not at all, actually. No, that's one thing. I have my own insurance, which luckily I have my own insurance, but I still had to pay, you know, $4,000 to $5,000 when it was all said and done with it. You know, I had to get 3 or 4 MRIs over the course of it and the percentage of the surgery. So, you know, it cost me, you know, I had to pay some money, but yeah, it was all on me.
Did you ever ask them to help you out with it?
No, they knew about it. You know, they knew what I was doing, but I never asked them personally, no.
Now, have you spoke to anyone in the fighting industry that has, you know, maybe had the surgery such as the one you just experienced, an injury such as the one you just experienced, to try to get some advice of what are the things you should probably try to avoid, you know, in training, in a fight, et cetera?
I don't know anyone personally. I've heard stories that, you know, a lot of wrestlers have problems with the fingers and stuff. I mean, mine was pretty severe. I don't know that a lot of guys have had as much problems. My manager actually told me when it all happened that Randy Couture used to have similar problems, and he did something called traction, I guess. This is what I know. I didn't talk to Randy, but I talked to somebody who had spoke to him. And he did some physical training thing called traction, kind of physiotherapy type thing that stretches out the neck and stuff. So before I had the surgery, I went to see the doctor. You know, they said we can try the physical therapy because I didn't want to, you know, the physical therapy would work. I didn't want to have to do surgery. So I did that for the first month, and that didn't do anything. It was already, the damage was already done. It was too bad for that. So I tried that, and then that didn't work. You know, I tried what he did. It worked for him, but for me, it didn't work. I ended up having to have the surgery.
Okay, so now as things stand, let's talk about the future and more positive stuff. When do you expect to be fighting in the octagon again?
I told them I should be ready by the end of January. I know they have the Super Bowl weekend card. I'd like to, I'll be ready by then. So either maybe then, I know they have a fight night by the end of January. I think that's pretty much filled up. But, you know, I'd like to fight night for the Super Bowl, or I'd also like to fight March 1st. They have a show in Columbus, Ohio, which is not from the Midwest in Indiana, so that's not far from me. I wouldn't mind being on that either.
So have you heard of anything, any potential opponents thrown out there for either one of those cards?
No, my name's it. I think they're looking now. I should know pretty soon, it sounds like, but, you know, honestly, I haven't even heard any rumors or names yet because they just, I just officially went back to the doctor about a week and a half ago. So, they, you know, the UFC, even though I had started training a little before that, the UFC wanted to wait till it was official.
Now, honestly, is there a guy out there that you'd love to, you know, see standing opposite of you in the octagon when you make your return sometime in the next few months?
No one specific. You know, style-wise, you know, I'd like to fight somebody like Congo. I think he's a good fight for me. Anybody, any of the top guys, you know, I told him I don't, I'd like to, you know, pick up where I left off. And I don't want, you know, I'm not looking for easy fights right now. I'll fight anybody. You know, anytime they've asked, you know, I told them I'll fight anybody they ask. So no one specific, but I'd fight anybody.
Before you suffered your injury, you were 3-0 in the UFC, like I mentioned before, 10-0 in your career. You know, this was a great year to be a heavyweight. I mean, lot of the top dogs were falling down. Guys like Gabriel Gonzaga, who a year ago you hadn't really heard much about, now he's fighting for the title. What do you make of the landscape right now in the UFC as far as heavyweights are concerned, and where would you sort of slot yourself as things stand today?
Well, with Randy, it doesn't seem like Randy's going to be back. I'd say, you know, Nogueira and Silvia are probably the top two right now. And then you got, you know, Arlovsky, but I haven't heard him. I don't know what's going on with him. I think he's one of him and Gonzaga. Those are probably the top guys, you know, Silvia, Nogueira, Lassie Gonzaga, and then those are probably about 4 or 5 guys. And then, you know, I think I haven't fought one of those guys yet. I think I'm right outside of that. just right outside of that level. I'm about to fight a guy, one of those guys, sometime.
Did you get any indication as to, you know, because you beat a guy like Heath Herring, normally if you don't get injured, you're pretty much slotted. You've got to be considered at least in the top 10. Are you going to be fighting off the bat top 10 caliber opponents, or are they going to try to work you in slowly, you know, on the undercards, the untelevised portions of pay-per-view, just so you don't, you know, so you don't lose that momentum that you had just a year ago?
Yeah. Honestly, you know, that's what I'm kind of curious to see what they do. I don't know for sure how they're going to do it. No, we just started talking to him again about looking for a fight. So I think a lot of it depends on what they need at the time. You know, if they need me, if they have a big name guy who needs a fight, you know, they'll throw me in there. But if they don't, you know, they might give me an easier fight. But I think it just kind of depends on the timing. And, you know, I told them I'll fight anybody they want. I don't care if it's a top 10 guy. You know, I'll fight them now. I'm ready. I think I'm going to be just as good, if probably better than when I, you know, took off.
And not only do you have, you know, the sort of rust hanging over your head of not competing for a year, but your last fight, defeating Heath Herring at the Ultimate Fight Night 8 in January. And despite the victory, I mean, Herring wasn't gracious in defeat at all. And it was kind of critical of your style. Is that something that you will try to change, or in your mind is a win?
You know, a win's a win. You know, I always want to finish, guys. You know, people say that it's boring fights and stuff, but, you know, I've had 13 fights, and my last two are the only ones that have gone to decision. And, you know, I always try to go for the finish. But also, you know, I think the one thing that's really going to help me is add 12, 13 fights, but my first 10 fights were all, like, a minute or two long. So even though I've had quite a bit of fights, I don't have a lot of experience yet. I think once I, you know, fights like my three UFC fights, you know, really helped me build on that experience. They've been tougher fights, and I've had to go the distance, go longer. So I think the more and more I get, you know, the experience of that, I think that's what's going to make me better. I think skill-wise, I'm as good as anybody. I think all I'm lacking now is just the experience in those fights.
Did you ever get a chance to talk to Heath following that, when, you know, kind of all the dust settled, and maybe hear him out a bit, or at this point, not really interested?
I mean, right after the fight, you know, after everything, we were away from the cage and everything, he shook my hand, you know, he told me, you know, good job, and everything was fine, you know. I think he was just frustrated, you know. I have no problems with the guy, you know, I understand, you know. He was respectful afterwards, and, you know, shook my hand, told me, you know, nice job, so everything was fine.
You know, we're not trying to take away money off of out of Joe Silva's pocket or become, you know, some armchair promoter or matchmaker, but from where we're sitting, it seems as though two very intriguing matchups that fans can get behind is maybe a potential rematch against Herring, where both of you guys can try to prove really that, you know, you would try to prove that the win was maybe no fluke, and Herring maybe try to get revenge. Or, you know, there were some rumors about between you and Brandon Vera. He's coming off a loss to Tim Sylvia. Any of those two matches out there intrigue you at all?
Brandon Vera, definitely. That was a rumor after I fought Heath Herring. They were trying to set that up because they thought he was leaving, and he had one fight left. But then he ended up re-signing, and they went through a lot. It took a lot of time to get that done, so that didn't end up happening. And so I think me and him would be a good fight. You know, both athletic heavyweights. I think it'd be a very exciting fight. You know, he's a tough fight. You know, against Sylvia. Sylvia's a lot bigger than he is, but, you know, me and him are about the same size, so that wouldn't be a factor like it was. I think, you know, a lot of people might have wrote him off after that fight. Not wrote him off, but not think he's as good as he is. I think he's one of the tougher guys because he's so good in every area. And I think I like that fight a lot. I really like him.
How many fights do you have left on your UFC contract?
Three more.
Three more. And if all goes well for you, you know, hopefully no more road bumps in the road for you in 2008 in terms of your health. How many times would you realistically like to fight in 2008?
I'd like to fight at least three. Hopefully, I'd like to do four, maybe three or four times.
All right.
Nice.
So we'll leave it at that. Hopefully it'll come in February or March, as you mentioned, against a top-notch opponent. Jake, great catching up with you, man, and really best of luck. And, you know, hopefully that all the injury problems are behind you, and 2007 was just a little hiccup on your road to success.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Anytime. Call me anytime you guys need to know anything.